It's time for our Tibbetts Talk, and it's back to the classic film series, a double feature coming up this Saturday at the Tibbetts, and the swashbuckling Matt Biacchini in the studio with us.
Ahoy, hoy.
You didn't bring your sword.
I didn't. It's in the shop. I'm having it encrusted rhinestones, you know, that kind of thing.
Going back to the vault, 1938, 1935, for the Swift Sword of Errol Flynn.
Couple of good ones.
He was the original swashbuckler.
He was, I put this in the press release, but I don't know how many people would have read that. But up until Viggo Mortensen trained for Lord of the Rings, Errol Flynn was widely considered to be the best swordsman ever to come out of Hollywood. And the guy that trained Viggo Mortensen for Lord of the Rings is the same guy that trained Errol Flynn.
Wow.
But he was also a big fighter, too. Like, that was one of his pastimes.
To go whoop on people?
Or not to just blatantly, you know, bully people. But if he was out having a good time and if somebody was, you know, being a jerk or started something, he ended it.
Well, on stage in a couple of good ones. First off, The Adventures of Robin Hood.
This was like one of the movies my dad first introduced me to when I was really, really little, and it is just amazing. It's one of those really great swashbuckling movies where, like, all the heroes, for some reason, they laugh at every single thing each one of them says, even if it's responding to, like, bodily injury. So, like, Little John will clock Robin Hood in the head, and he'll make some comment about how he may have a concussion and should probably seek help, and everybody's just like, oh, ha, 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 yeah, just, that's a good time. Oh, okay, well, we just killed a bunch of English guards, it's really ridiculous, but it's one of the best, and it's got that pretty iconic scene where he swings in on the vine, even though it's a forest. I don't know why a forest has big old vines, but he swings it. Yeah. And they used it in a Bugs Bunny commercial where he swings in and he lands on the limb of the tree, which is like, you know, 7 feet in diameter and like 20 feet long. You know how the trees in English forests are usually put together. And it's just a really, really, really great move. Basil Rathbone is in it.
All right. Classic. So that's Adventures of Robin Hood. That'll be at 6 o'clock on Saturday night, and then Captain Blood,
and Captain Blood is another one that my dad introduced me to, and it's just a great all around pirate movie. You know, Peter Blood's, you know,
English physician sent to exile in the British colonies of the Caribbean, where he becomes a pilot. Wrongly being convicted as a traitor.
Yep, and what else do you do but, become a pirate and then try to liberate the town that made you a prisoner from their enemies, as you would have. Yeah, yeah, just your standard Saturday night. But, yeah, they're both really, really great, and Robin Hood is going to look amazing on the big screen, that Technicolor, the vibrant colors that one is shot in, and of course, you know, these are sponsored by Dr. Christopher,
which makes them absolutely free.
Yes, free. And this is going to be the last double feature until the fall, so if you haven't seen any of them and want to see one, this is just a good group of movies to see, and two, it won't start again, more than likely, until October.
Yeah, good with summer theater coming up, yeah. And both of these are for the whole family.
Oh yeah, they're not. They're sword play and stuff like that, but they're not gory or you know. Like I said, they're all, even in Peter Blood, the heroes are just, you know, they're big laughy idiots who are just boisterous and over the top, and they're pretty great.
There you go. Date night. It's The Swift Sword of Errol Flynn, a classic film series for the Tibbetts, The Adventures of Robin Hood, and Captain Blood in the studio. Thanks for coming in. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no problem.
Matt Biacchini from the Tibbetts on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.